got him in right to our guest. We're joined right now by the head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers, second season as Chargers head coach. He led them to the playoffs for the first time since 2013. He is coaching the AFC at the Pro Bowl. The Chargers were 12-4 this season. And again, a friend of the program, Anthony Lynn is my guest. Anthony, great to have you back. How are you?
Hey, Jim. It's good to be back, man.
How you feeling, Coach? What's up?
Sunny Orlando. That's Pro Bowl, you know. It's been kind of bittersweet. You know, we'd rather be playing. But I guess if we're not playing, this is a pretty good option. You know, we're down here with the league's done a hell of a job down here with this Pro Bowl. I mean, just entertaining our fans and making this thing as nice as possible for our families and just having the opportunity to coach some of these elite athletes, you know, best of my games. It's been pretty cool.
Anthony Lynn joining us. That's a great answer. I was going to say, you know, the Pro Bowl is a time for players to get together, for some guys maybe to pick each other's brains. As a head coach, can you also approach the week and the weekend as a learning experience, or basically are you there to have a good time and make sure nobody gets hurt?
You know, we're definitely making sure no one gets hurt because these practices are definitely not the tempo I was expecting. But these guys are having a good time and a lot of fans, you know. I've been to a couple in Hawaii, and I can definitely understand why they do it here in the United States now, because we get so many fans here, and I think that's good for our league and our players.
Anthony Lynn is at the Pro Bowl. He joins us now. You know, he mentioned it being bittersweet. After that loss to New England, you had said, quote, we had a good year, but after that butt-kicking, no one will be complacent. Everybody will be looking for ways to get better. So as you look back on the season, I'm curious, what kind of thoughts do you have? For instance, are you able to see the positives, or does the way the season ended leave a bitter taste in your mouth, and are you kind of focused on that?
Well, the bitter taste is definitely there. I'm not going to lie about that. You know, we didn't see that coming. You know, we picked the wrong damn day to play our worst game. But we learned, you know, we've already learned some things from that game, and I think we're going to be better because of that wrong. But if we had to lose a game in the playoffs, you know, if we'd have lost the game by 1 point overtime or something, we may be sitting here saying, you know, we're just a player or two away. We don't need to do anything. But, you know, the way that team jumped on us in that first half and then we gave ourselves no chance after the first half, you know, no one's going to be complacent. And their coaching staff, we've already, you know, we know there's some things, adjustments, things we can do better. The players, you know, players know that as well. So I like the focus right now, you know, going into the offseason. I like the mindset of the players. And just hopefully we can build off of what we did last year, because now I'm having a chance to reflect on the whole season and look at some of the positives. And, you know, we were 12-4. Guys did a good job of putting themselves in position, you know, to win it all. But we didn't get it done, but I think we can build off of that.
Hey, listen, you own that completely. That was a really honest answer, but there were a lot of positives in that season. You won 12 games, and the team showed a lot of grit and a lot of toughness and a lot of heart. As an example, Joey Bosa missed the first half of the season. Hunter Henry returned for the final game. Melvin Gordon missed time. Keenan Allen missed time. The list goes on and on, but you guys kept finding ways to win, especially on the road. So how do you explain your group's ability to take those hits and just keep on rolling?
You know, it speaks to the character of our locker room and our football team. And, you know, and Tom Telesco's done a nice job of, you know, bringing in the right players, you know, and bringing in what we need. And, you know, I can't say enough about our team's character. You know, the guys moved down from San Diego, and, you know, guys moving out, living out of boxes, you know, playing in a smaller stadium. These guys have approached that with a great attitude. And I believe because of their attitudes, it's made us more resilient. It's made us a tougher football team. And, you know, we don't want to use excuses or complain. We want to just go out and produce. And for the most part, I think our guys did that.
Anthony Lynn joining us from the Pro Bowl, the head coach of the LA Chargers. You know, you look at the situation with the coaches and guys losing their job and the trend towards the types of coaches that are getting opportunities. You know, there's been this move towards teams hiring guys who are associated with quarterbacks. You were a running backs coach before you became an offensive coordinator and then a head coach. 2 years into your time as a head coach, how much of it now is about just being able to run an offense as opposed to being a leader of an entire team?
You know, I unfortunately, you know, you see that trend, and I think you saw it this year. I've said it all along, and every interview I was in six head coaching interviews, and I've said it, you know, it's a different skill set to be a head coach in this league than to be a play caller or a position coach. And I think we're missing out on some quality head coaches because of our criteria. You know, I was told I had to check all the boxes, you know. a couple of owners told me I need to be a coordinator before I be a head coach. I didn't believe that. I eventually became a coordinator, but now I see guys getting jobs that it's never called a play in the damn league. So I'm like, just be consistent, you know. But it's just, you know, that's, they have the right. It's their team. They can do whatever they want to do. But I still say that we're firing 8 head coaches a year. We need to look at the hiring process. And I think there are a lot of leaders out there that can be good head coaches, and they never coordinate.
You know, and then on top of that, at the start of the season, there were 8 head coaches of color in the league. The number has changed dramatically since the start of the season. What is your reaction when you see that?
You know, I try to look at it as just coaches, Ron, but really, I do. I don't even like to talk about black coaches, white coaches. I just want to be a coach. And I look forward to the day and time when we look at it that way, everyone. But, you know, we're not there yet. And I don't know, you know. You look at the guys you got to let go. You know, guys get let go every single year. White guys, black guys, and they're all my friends. And I call them, I say the same thing. You know, and wish them well, and they bounce back. But, you know, I just think this year, unfortunately, it has to be more African-Americans than it was white coaches, you know.
Anthony Lynn joining us. He's the head coach of the LA Chargers. You know, I'm looking at your approach, though, like as part of leadership in the offseason, you and team psychologist Herb Martin developed a program where you had guys come together in small groups and they discussed things like life, things like accountability. When did you start thinking about workshops like that, and what kind of an impact have they had? It's really interesting.
You know, I'll tell you, when Coach Walsh came and got me out of the locker room and we talked about coaching one day, you know, I don't think I ever went into a player meeting the same. I always went in with probably more of a coach's mindset, and I just wrote down a lot of things that if I was a coach, what I'd do and what I wouldn't do. And I think one of the things we have to do a better job of in the offseason is, you know, we have to start getting our guys ready for life after football. And too many of us are failing after we're done with this game, and that's a shame because men that go through what we have to go through to play in this league, the work ethic, the discipline, the camaraderie, the relationships, should be turning up out in the real world. And yet, I think 69-70% of us were failing after 4 or 5 years. So that in the off season, there are a lot of days when I talk to my guys about everything but football. I think, you know, the better man you are off the field, the better man you're going to be on the field. And I just know when you're prepared for the next step in your life, you can enjoy this game a hell of a lot more. I know that. And that would solve a lot of our, you know, execution issues right there, just guys having fun. And when you make mistakes, letting it go and going to the next play. But, you know, when guys are living and dying on one play here and there and think they're going to get cut, I mean, that's hard. That's a hard way to live, man.
Anthony Lynn, my guest. So finally then, I mean, you're so focused on what these guys need to do in the offseason to get as much out of themselves as men, right? Not just football players, but as men. So as the guy who leads the group, like, how do you approach your offseason? For instance, are you locked in 24/7, 365, or can you get away, unplug? And if so, what do you focus on?
You know, I'm locked in, man. I love what I do, and I focus on this. And the offseason, like I say, it's a lot of football. Now, we get these guys for a lot of football, but I just think there are times when we have to just talk as men and get to know one another as men so that, you know, if we don't know each other, we won't trust each other, and that's a fact. And we got to trust each other, and if we can trust each other, then we can play for one another, and we don't care who gets the credit. And I think selfless is one of our core values, and our guys, they've completely bought into that. And they got, you know, and I think that builds, you know, trust, and you can have healthy conflict on a football team and get the best ideals without people getting their feelings hurt. And so, you know, we strive for little things like that. You know, we all have the big stuff. You know, we got the same facilities. We all got the same salary cap. We all pick from the same elite pool of players. We got the best facilities in the world and all that. But, you know, I think it's the littlest things make the biggest difference in this league. And in offseason, I think that's the time where you can focus on those things.
I appreciate you and your time. Last thought, you're focused on your thing, but you got the big game coming up next week, so you know what the Patriots are all about. You saw that firsthand. Then you got your neighbor across the street in the Rams. How do you think that game goes? Who do you like?
You know, it's two good football teams. I mean, the Rams are extremely talented. You know, when you look at their roster, the first-round picks and the offensive player of the year and defensive player of the year and the number one pick in the draft, a quarterback, I mean, they have an extremely talented football team. But then you got Tom Brady, you know, and Coach Belichick over here, who's been there and done it. So I can't make a, you know, I don't have any opinion on who's going to win the game. And I just know the team that executes the best, the team is going to win. I have friends on both sides of the ball, so I wish them both well.
Chargers went to the postseason for the first time since 2013. He's getting a lot of attention as a potential coach of the year. They were 12-4, and he is at the Pro Bowl leading the AFC squad. Anthony Lynn, my guest. Coach, you know I appreciate you and the relationship. Thank you very much. Great to have you back.
Thanks for having me on, Ron. Okay.
Good talking to you, Anthony. Very much. Anthony Lynn is a strong leader, man. Love talking to him. I always make sure I'm ready to talk to everybody I talk to. But then there's that short list of guys that you really want to be dialed in for because they ain't going to put up with it. Strong, strong leader. Great coach. Tough, tough guy. Much respect. There's a lot of jungle respect for Anthony Lynn.